from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series on Northern California's science and environment. This is the classic environmental story, a species in trouble because of what our species is doing. It's happening all over the world, but there are people tackling these problems one by one, coming up with simple ways of changing our behavior. This week, we take a look at the plight of the foothill yellow-legged frog. Ari Daniel Shapiro reports.
On a sunny afternoon, biologists Jennifer Dever and Sarah Kupferberg wade ankle-deep into the Alameda Creek on the eastern side of the bay. They're looking for foothill yellow-legged frogs. At the moment, all they're finding are tadpoles. Lots of tadpoles.
Okay, got it.
How do you catch a tadpole?
With your hands?
They'll just swim right into your hands if you're kind of patient. Just put your hand in the right spot.
The team quickly captures about a dozen tadpoles. All these tadpoles, they're a good sign that the creek's healthy, that the water's flowing just right, because this portion of the Alameda Creek isn't controlled by a dam. But the situation's much worse down creek, below the Calaveras Dam, and actually in many other rivers regulated by dams. A large water release can be disastrous for these frogs. Sarah Kupferberg.
The frogs are pretty choosy. They'll find a rock that's kind of sheltered from flow to place their eggs. But if the volume of water comes up and it's moving too swiftly, the whole clutch can get detached from the rock.
The water can also wash away tadpoles. On the other hand, sometimes a dam is used to hold water, and so the river height drops. If this happens after the frogs have laid their eggs,
the eggs can be left high and dry and be stranded.
Foothill yellow-legged frogs have been wiped out from half of their historic range along the coast and in the Central Valley. It's an area that now contains 800 dams.
And now the populations are just hanging on by a thread. The sizes are very small, the numbers are very few.
Finding out how many are left is where Jennifer Dever comes in. You see, she collects DNA from the toes and tails of frogs and tadpoles in rivers all over Northern California.
Lots of tubes.
And then she returns here to her genetics lab at the University of San Francisco. Dever reaches into the lab fridge where she stores her samples and pulls out a tray with like 100 tiny tubes.
Each one of these tubes represents a distinct frog. Its DNA is stored in here.
Dever looks to see how similar the DNA is between different individuals. The more varied the DNA, the bigger the population in a particular river. That's better for the frogs. Here's one way of thinking about it.
If all of the shirts in your closet are short sleeve white t-shirts, that's going to be great if you're going to the beach and it's going to be a hot day. But what happens when the fog rolls in? You're going to be pretty cold.
So, especially in San Francisco.
So it's nice to be able to have a jacket to put on or a sweatshirt.
The same goes for genetic diversity. The idea is that having options, having frogs that differ from one another genetically, gives the population a kind of resilience so that if things do change in the environment, at least some of the frogs will survive. And what Dever's found is that in rivers with dams, compared to those without, the frogs are more similar genetically. That means fewer frogs, less resilient populations. But dam operators have a lot of things to consider.
We can protect the environment and supply the needs of people. It can be done and will be done.
Steve Ritchie is with the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission, which oversees the Alameda Creek watershed and provides drinking water to San Francisco and parts of the South Bay. He says the mindset is shifting away from dams only addressing the water needs of people.
The yellow-legged frog is an important species in this watershed, but there are many others as well. We're looking at now structuring releases from our dam in the Alameda Creek watershed to benefit the species that inhabit the creek. There are different flow levels that benefit different species.
Under a new habitat management plan, Ritchie and his team intend to use 82 years of historic flow rates of the Alameda Creek to better mimic the natural ups and downs of the water level. It's a solution aimed at balancing the needs of both people and the ecosystem. Back at Alameda Creek, the tadpoles cruise around our submerged feet. These little guys look plump and healthy. But the fate of frogs, toads, newts, that is, amphibians in general, isn't good. Again, biologist Jennifer Dever.
We believe that amphibians are a little bit more sensitive to human impacts than, say, birds or mammals, because, you know, they have to live part of their life in the water and part of their life on land. The pace of extinction has accelerated to a point where it's in a crisis mode. There's something disastrous going on, and we're losing.
Devers sees the foothill yellow-legged frog as a canary in the coal mine, an early indication of an ecosystem gone wrong. But changing how dams release water could give this frog and other amphibians just the foothold they need to make a comeback. For Quest, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.
Ari's story comes to us from the Encyclopedia of Life's One Species at a Time. To find out more, go to kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation.